One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I want to touch on the FSG reshuffle a little bit as well, because you've been right across this in recent times. And as I mentioned earlier on, it's water all these days in football circles. Like, we want to know everything that's going on behind the scenes and beyond. Certainly a lot of people do, myself included. Billy Hogan, it seems to have a bit of a shift in role as well. And I think the publicisation of Liverpool's pursuit of Michael Edwards is playing a really interesting part in all this as well. So we'll come on to that in a moment. But just explain, if you can, sort of what's going on at FSG. Because I think Theo Epstein took a role recently as well. There's moving parts, it feels like. Not necessarily always related to Liverpool, but there's definitely moving parts within that organisation.
Well, it's a company which always has to try and plan for what's next, because the two men at the top are in their mid-70s. So it's about adding energy and new ideas at the top level. Now, there's a tendency, I think, to think about this Billy Hogan shift as kind of mirroring what happened with Mike Gordon towards the end, when he kind of stepped away from his involvement with Liverpool day-to-day. That was seen as being a start of kind of the uncertainty and the lack of strategy maybe during that period of last season. In reality, I think it's, for the time being, I think it's largely title. It was said in the, so they have this partners meeting every single year, and they've kind of rewarded long service and doing a good job and success with these two new roles. Sam Kennedy remains CEO and president of the Boston Red Sox, while Billy Hogan remains CEO of Liverpool. And people in Boston told me that nothing changes in terms of his day-to-day. Now, it might be hard to believe that, because how can you not have more time pressures? But in reality, you know, the time pressures, there is a huge army of people that work at Liverpool on the day-to-day, you know, functioning of the football club. It's the key decisions and strategic direction which kind of falls on the shoulders of the CEO. Now, Billy Hogan's been named CEO of FSG International. Now, doesn't take long to look through FSG's international portfolio to realise it only consists of Liverpool. So, you know, that maybe it's a kind of precursor to them acquiring more European, I'm not going to say football clubs, but IP, so intellectual property. So I think that's the way. I can't see more football clubs in FSG's future. I just can't. So not in Europe. I think they find the challenges of it at the moment. And it's also not a great time to buy. I mean, prices are high. Everyone's trying to figure out and monetize these clubs. And they already own one of the greatest assets in world football. So unless they're going to find synergies with Liverpool, I can't see it. But Hogan's role will just be, I think, sitting in and advising on more strategic decisions which are outside of Liverpool as well. So potentially things where they look at acquisitions of other property. I'm trying to find synergies across the management which exists in Pittsburgh and Boston and things like that. And they also needed a change, or kind of a reshuffle, because they had to. So Sam Kennedy's probably going to have more of a say on this PGA Tour investment, the strategic sports investment they did, which FSG led on. Billy Hogan might have some thoughts about that. But from what I can gather, it's going to be a case of he's still Liverpool's CEO for the long term, and they don't really envision that changing, just as Sam Kennedy's role hasn't changed. And I know the Michael Edwards thing becomes really interesting to people as this what they're priming him for? I mean, this is personal point of view mixed with some conversations I've had, but I don't see Michael Edwards coming back to Liverpool, purely because I think he is on a different journey. It depends what they can offer him. So Theo Epstein left FSG in 2011 to go to the Chicago Cubs for a different role, different challenge. Then he moved into private equity to become an advisor for Arctos. Now, Theo Epstein was effectively the man that John Henry turned to when he couldn't get Billy Beane in 2003. That scene in Moneyball and the film where kind of they sit down and John Henry's character is trying to do a deal with Billy Beane and it doesn't happen. So they turned to Theo Epstein, who turned out to be an absolute golden boy. And in order to get him back, they've given him equity in the company. So now he's a minority stakeholder in FSG and its entire portfolio. Now, I don't know what Michael Edwards wants to do with his future, whether he wants to be just become rich or whether he wants to become build something from the ground up. So he's involved in Ludonautics with Ian Graham, this data analytics firm which they set up last year, which is advising certain football clubs. I think Bolton Wanderers is one of them. But obviously they've got big plans for that. And maybe having ownership of his day-to-day and working in different environments, not just Liverpool, is what appeals. But I think I just don't find it all meshing together unless they offer a real carrot of, I don't know, maybe equity or a real plum role. But I don't think he's becoming CEO of the football club or anything like that. So that remains Billy Hogan's role. But that's my two pence worth on that.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.